Most people enjoy taking pictures. Of course, selfies are all the rage. But what about a financial selfie? Current State's Brooke Allen joins us. Brooke, what is a financial selfie?
Well, Mark, a financial selfie is the equivalent of snapping a picture of your finances. So you have a better idea of where you stand with your savings account, your debt, even perhaps your lunch money. So I asked Scott Cardi of Cardi Capital, where do you start?
The first step is creating a solid financial plan, making sure you understand where you're at. So in order to do this, you really want to kind of gather all of your financial information together. Look at debt, student loans, car loans, credit card payments. Make a list and keep track of your balances, interest rates, payment due dates to make sure that you're not racking up any unnecessary fees. Then look at other expenses, utility payments, cell phone bills, groceries, and entertainment. Then compare that against how much you make. Okay, so really what you want to try to do is almost that the word that everybody hates is a budget. Okay, take a look at what expenses you have coming in and then what income you have coming in. If your expenses outweigh your income, you're going to have to take a hard look at where you can cut. You know, with my clients, what we do is we try to take build really kind of like a roadmap, okay, a way for them to see where they're at today, where they want to go, and really the most efficient way to get there. And part of doing that is to look at this financial selfie, look at this budget, and see where you're at right now. But I think you also want to have a goal. So you want to set a goal to know where you're going, all right? So I would suggest you, before the end of this week, try to create a goal so that you can know next year whether you're on track. Okay, with all of my clients, we have a target every year that we want to hit. And that way next year, myself and my clients both know whether we need to make some adjustments or whether we're on the right path. Just like if you were traveling, okay? If you were traveling, you would want to have a starting spot. So let's say Detroit right now is our starting point, and we want to head over to San Diego. So most of us wouldn't just hop in the car and head west. You know, although I think I'm smart enough that I can just head west and hit traffic and construction and mountains and valleys, you know, and eventually make my way to California and head down to San Diego. But there's more efficient ways to do things, to do your finances than that, to travel than that. You know, nowadays, you could use a GPS, a roadmap, in order to get you the most efficient way. And that's really what we're talking about here, is having a starting point, but also having a destination. Where do you want to be, and what's the most efficient way to get you from where you are today to where you want to be in the future?
You know, people really do dread, like you mentioned, the word budget, number one. And then also, I think it's hard to sit down and actually say, okay, you know what, whether it be by yourself, if you're not married, or, you know, if you still live with your parents or whatever the situation may be, and say, you know, I need to do this. I need to know where I stand with all your papers and say, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be disciplined and I'm going to do it and I'm going to get it right.
Yeah, I think it is a difficult situation, and that's why we try to set 1 week out of every year just to really get a firm grasp on your finances. So if you take your credit card statements, if you take your bank statements, and you look through that and see where are you spending money. Now, you're the one creating this budget, so you can put whatever you want down, but what you're trying to understand is how much money is going out. Where are you spending money? Are you spending too much in certain places that need to be adjusted, or are you fine with your spending? So you're really the one that creates your budget. You're just trying to get a grasp of, are you spending money properly?
Okay, so let me ask you this. When you say do this for a week, are you talking about start on a Sunday and go through the following Sunday and keep all your receipts and just, like, I mean, when you fill the car up with gas, everything you do as far as that goes, is that what you're talking about?
Not necessarily. I think I would just use your last month's statement and get an idea from last month. But there are things that you're going to have to add in there, like birthday presents, Christmas, you know, areas where you spend a little bit more money seasonally than you normally would. But I think if you just put the label on it, okay, this week I'm going to get my budget together, it's not so overwhelming. Instead of always having it in the back of your mind, okay, I should be working at my budget and I should be trying to figure it out. Just kind of set aside 1 week to get things straightened out for the year. So it doesn't necessarily have to be collect my receipts all this week. It really needs, you know, you could probably do this in an hour. Just if you stayed focused, set all of your statements in front of you, and just tried to get a grasp on where you're at. But I think just by labeling it, okay, this week is when we're going to get our financial selfie in order, then it's less daunting than if you throughout the year aren't really doing it, but always have it in the back of your mind that you should be.
Right, of course. And then, of course, there's always that looming tax season and everyone's trying to get their tax receipts. We'll save that for another conversation, of course.
Another episode, yeah. Okay,
so let's move on to, I know that a lot of people go out to lunch. A lot of people maybe skip lunch and maybe go out for coffee or pick up a coffee on the way into work or the way out of work. And, you know, I do know, and I freely admit that could possibly add up. So what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I think there's easy ways to try to save some money if you find out from your financial selfie that you are needing to cut back a little bit. And one of those ways is to bring your lunch. All right, it's really easy to go out to lunch, but the money that you save by bringing a lunch from home can really add up.
Give me an example of how much you think that saves.
Yeah, if you pack your lunch 5 times a week and invest your savings, you could save more than $2,300 a year, which is about $23,000 in 10 years. So there are some ways that money could add up. You know, $23,000 is a lot of money. To be able to not spend that on lunch and to be able to save it toward your investments or toward your future, that's huge.
Define meet your match, and I don't think you're talking about a dating website. What are you talking about?
No, that's not one of the services we provide here. But so meet your match. Ideally, you want to be putting away somewhere between 10 and 15% of your income to save for retirement. And I understand that may not be feasible for everybody to do that. You know, all of us are in different seasons of our life. You know, whether you're paying off student loans or you have a new home or kids in college, you know, but the idea is to try to work your way up to that 10 to 15% of your income towards retirement. So for a lot of us, we have employers that will match, and typically that match is somewhere around 3%. So if you can do nothing else, take advantage of your employer's match. You may have to call your HR person and just ask them, hey, what is the match that we get, and how do I make sure that I'm taking advantage of that? So for some companies, they also offer a Roth option. And without getting too technical, you really want to kind of look into that Roth option, because this is after-tax money that you put in that grows tax-free. So this really will help you out in your future as far as when you start to pull the money out. You get tax-free money instead of into a traditional 401k or a traditional IRA, where that's money that you all pay tax on. But the big part in this section, in the meet your match, is really looking to see what your employer is going to give you for free and take advantage of that free money. We all like free money.
I am talking to financial professional Scott Carty with Carty Capital, who is telling us ways to get our money on the right track. And of course, Scott, before we wrap up, the big thing and the most important thing of everything would be to just set a goal.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Because if you don't have a target, a destination, then you really could end up anywhere. So, you know, I have a lot of people that come into my office and sit down, and they aren't looking to retire for 10 years, and they're just looking for help today, and then they don't think they need help throughout the year or throughout the next couple of years. They just really want to come back in 10 years and say, okay, well, now what? And that's really kind of a bad way to do it, because you really want to make sure year by year that you're on track towards your goals. So it's important to write down a goal of where you want to be at next year. That way you can see, you know, whether this is a good year or a bad year, you're going to be able to see next year whether you're on track and whether adjustments are needed to make sure that you stay on track. Whether your goal is to retire in 10 years, 20, 30, or maybe your goal is just to make sure that your financial selfie looks better next year, that your expenses don't outweigh your income. But you want to have some sort of goal to make sure that you're on track, and write it down. keep it in front of you, put it in a place that you're going to see it, whether it's on your bathroom mirror or at your desk. Make sure that you see that goal throughout the year, because this will increase your motivation and your likelihood that you'll reach your goal.
Okay, so really your bottom line and your biggest advice is to write it down.
It is. You will accomplish so much more by writing down that goal and putting it in a place that you can see. Whether it's just once a week or hopefully every day that you see that goal, that will increase your motivation and increase the chances that you're going to hit that goal.
Well, thank you so much, Scott. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. And I guess we'll see how this goes and see how much people can get their financial selfie in order.
Absolutely, Brooke. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, thanks so much. To see how much you can improve your financial selfie by packing your lunch, we'll have a link at WKAR.org. Yummy? Maybe not, but at least you'll have some extra cash and then you'll be smiling pretty. For Current State, I'm Brooke Allen.